Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's bring in a guy who was up on the mound and knows what it's like to compete. But, boy, I wonder what he thinks about competing under these circumstances that are going on. Brad Lidge, former closer, former Astro, among the other clubs that he's played for, joining us here on Kozlo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Brad, I'm hoping everything's going safe for the Lidge family. Everything going okay for you guys?
Yeah, everything's going great for us. I appreciate you throwing that out there, and hopefully for yourself as well. And, it's a ever-changing landscape, and I'll tell you, you know, as a parent, you think about, you know, school coming back in session in September and across America and the potential, you know, outbreaks that could happen from that. Pretty normal thing, but this year is going to be a little bit different. But the reason I even bring that up is because, listen, there's dads in Major League Baseball as well, and their kids are going to be going to school and they're going to be around their kids. So it's just a very interesting thing that's going on right now, and we're just going to apparently go day by day and see where that takes us.
Yeah, you know, that's the path that Major League Baseball has chosen to take, and we're going to see where it leads to. When you watch games now, how unusual is it to see just the cardboard cutouts in some of these stadiums? There are no fans. You know, we saw an altercation between the A's and the Astros, and some of it might be because we all could hear it, because there weren't any crowd members out there to muffle up some of the things that were being said between Laureano and a coach on the Astros side. When you watch the game, how does it appear to you for a guy who played in the majors?
Well, I don't think I'd like it at all. I mean, listen, talking to other players, you know, they're getting used to it, and they're starting to, make it feel like it's, to them at least, it feels somewhat normal. But I would have hated it. I mean, I fed on adrenaline as a closer. I fed on the fans. You know, whether you're home or away, I mean, at home you got the fans cheering for you, but after a while when you're on the road and you're in the bullpen, anybody in the bullpen gets used to the fans heckling them, and it kind of locks you in a little bit and gets you prepared mentally to go out and pitch on the road. And not having any of those elements for me would really kind of deplete some of the adrenaline that normally comes with the role of closing, at least. And so I think for a lot of these guys, you know, listen, once you step between the lines and you're competing against another team, there's an automatic surge of, you know, adrenaline and excitement that happens, and you know it's game time. But without the fans there, it's certainly, I wouldn't have liked it. I know most players don't like it, but also most players are becoming used to it right now, which is just something I never thought they would be able to do.
Yeah, unprecedented times for all of us, not only in the sports world and the sports viewing, but in all of our lives as well. The Giants with a new manager, Gabe Kapler, and he's talked a lot about a positionless bullpen where it's going to be the best arm for the best spot, regardless of role. As a former closer, how do you like this notion of a positionless bullpen?
Well, as a former closer, I don't like it. I think it's a short way of saying it. I like Gabe. I know Gabe well from his time in Philly and even before then. But, it's one of those deals, I think, when, and Gabe and I actually had time to sit down and talk about this when he was managing in Philly, because he did the same thing there. And he just kind of, in his mind, you know, if there's a guy that's established himself that you know you can hand the ball to time and time again, and he's got that track record, then he would go with that. But otherwise, he's kind of waiting to see who kind of arrives and who kind of takes that role. And until then, it is just kind of a, you know, bullpen by committee situation and, different guys for different spots. And I think that you can win games that way, and you can manage and win that way as well. It's just a little bit trickier. Like, you really have to be a great communicator with the guys. You really have to be on top of everything every single day. Fortunately for Gabe, he is a great communicator, and he really is on top of stuff every single day. But it just takes a lot more work. It takes a lot more effort as a manager to be in touch with every single one of those guys and to really be ready to, you know, to know which guy you're going to bring in any given situation, instead of just saying, hey, it's the seventh inning you go in, it's the eighth inning you go in, and my closer's got the ninth. It takes a lot more attention to detail for Gabe.
With that being said, how does that affect the opposing team? Who's more pressure on the pitcher or the opposing team not knowing what they may do?
Well, I think, you know, in a bullpen, you want to be able to be prepared. So I think the one thing Gabe has to continue to do is let his guys know, hey, listen, tonight you might be throwing, you know, earlier in the game. Tonight you might be throwing later in the game. Because in the bullpen, you do want to be prepared. You can't just say, I might be throwing any inning 2 through 9, so I have to be ready. That's a lot of mental concentration for, you know, to have to be ready for 3 hours or 2.5 hours. So it puts a lot of pressure on those guys. But I think it also puts a good amount of pressure on the other team because they don't know, you know, they can't watch video. The guy that's coming in the ninth inning, he's throwing me fastballs and sliders.
Sure.
I know exactly, you know, what that's going to look like. So they have to be prepared for more guys. That can be trickier as well for the other team.
Brad Lidge joining us here on Kozlow and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Wasn't that one of the knocks on Gabe Kapler with the Phillies, that he mishandled or mismanaged the bullpen? Wasn't that one of the knocks on him, though? Even though he's a great communicator, that maybe the bullpen wasn't the place where he was best?
Well, you know, he kind of went into a situation where he didn't have an established closer after the Phillies had established closers for a very long time. So he decided to make the switch, you know, to doing it more bullpen by committee. And I don't know if I would say, I mean, honestly, being completely you know, objective on this, I don't know if he mishandled the bullpen or if the bullpens just didn't perform. Because a lot of times when you have young guys and they're given new roles, you know, you expect them to be able to take those roles and to do well if the stuff is there. And maybe one or two guys don't, but the other guys do. There was kind of a large smattering of guys that were given that opportunity to seize the closer's role and did not perform well. So, you know, you could say, okay, Gabe didn't put this guy in at the right time, or that guy should have been in at a different time, this and that. And maybe some of that's true, but I would also tell you the guys did not perform well when they were given the opportunity. And so that always reflects bad on the manager. But, you know, just like anything, the players have to be accountable too. And I don't necessarily think they did a great job in Gabe's tenure out in Philadelphia.
And this Giants team has struggled a little bit, not so much with the matchups and the math and the spreadsheet that they've been putting out there, but the human error element. The team leads Major League Baseball in errors. They've only gotten a couple of quality starts. How hard is it for a manager in today's day and age to balance the analytics with the feel of being the manager in the dugout?
Yeah, I think it's really tough because you want to be able to use those analytics. But if teams, like if players are making errors and making mistakes and they're not, you know, going out there and competing night in and night out, then you can't even really use those analytics because the numbers won't bear out if guys are making errors and making mistakes. So it makes it a lot tougher. And I think, you know, one obviously difficult thing for Gabe this year is he's really got to see who's going to be, you know, someone that goes out there and is consistent, and at least he can rely and know what the guy's trying to do. You know, one of the big things about baseball is that you don't need to play outside of yourself, but you need to play the best you can within yourself. You need to be consistent and show up to the ballpark every single day and let people know who you are and let people know that you're reliable in those situations. So if mistakes and errors are being made, it's very tough for a manager to assess, you know, if he's doing well, if those guys are not coming through, you know, what's going on. It's difficult for anybody to assess that right now. So it is a tricky situation, and Gabe is a very analytical manager. So he's in a situation right now where he's going to have to start seeing which guys he can rely on and count on night in and night out to go out there and perform well at their job.
Brad, before we let you go, everyone here in the Bay Area, we're waiting to see what the penalties are going to be for Ramon Laureano charging the Astros dugout and some of the words that were said by Alex Cintron and how that's going to play out. Why does it take Major League Baseball so long to mete out the punishment? Shouldn't this be done within 24 hours of when the action happens?
Look, all I know is that Major League Baseball has not done a great job with this type of thing for as long as I can remember. And it should be handled quickly. It should be immediate. It should be swift, and it should be right to the point. I mean, Cintron should be gone for the season. I mean, if he's not, you know, if it's not more than 20 games, then the Astros themselves should be saying, you know what, this guy was supposed to, going into the series against the A's, the coaching staff were supposed to be people that were going to try and defuse situations because we knew tempers were going to be hot and that emotions would be flaring. And instead, Cintron is a guy that actually tried to, you know, he literally made it worse. He came out of the dugout as a coach challenging Laureano. So that dude has no place on the field in 2020 in my book. And I don't know how MLB isn't able to get to that conclusion quickly and say he's gone. Now, Laureano, he charged him. He needs to get some games as well. But it shouldn't be rocket science here. I mean, you weigh in, you watch the video, you see what happened. You have a clear, more clear understanding than if there were fans there because you can hear things easier. So it should have happened already. I mean, it's silly that it's taken this long. And like I said, MLB, unfortunately, does not have a good track record of doing the suspensions right.
Brad, did you ever have a situation in the bigs where a guy came out and wanted to brawl with you? Because it seems like closers late in games, you don't see a lot of these bench-clearing brawls in the ninth.
Well, you don't. And interestingly, before I was a closer, when I was with Houston, is when I actually had some of those situations, at least more often. I remember Eric Young with the Rockies. I threw a couple pitches inside on him, and he charged. And, you know, fortunately, Brad Ausmus kind of caught him from behind, and we kind of had a bench-clearing thing. But no punches were really fired. It was just kind of a big scrum. Maybe one or two of those situations in the minor leagues as well. But, closing games in the ninth inning, you get into these super dramatic situations where, you know, you don't want to accidentally put a guy on base. Well, you don't want to hit a guy on purpose, that's for sure, because you don't want to put a guy on base in a close situation or a tie game. That's the last thing you want to do. And I think the other team is aware of that. Plus, like, we're seeing a lot of guys get hit by breaking balls these days, and a lot of big to-dos being made out of that, when it's really, like, people should be able to process, if a guy gets hit with a backup slider, he's not throwing at the guy on purpose. He's not going to hit him with a backup slider. So, the third one Laureano got hit with was a backup slider. So, he wasn't getting thrown at on purpose. It was just a bad series, where he ended up getting drilled three times.
Brad, great stuff. We appreciate the insights. We got to do this more often, especially as we get it's a weird year as we get closer to a playoff scenario with 16 teams in it now for Major League Baseball. We'd love to do this again, but thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. We'll do it again for sure, guys. Take care.
That's awesome. Brad Lidge.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.